Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. We have with us this morning a guy that I've known for a long time, but I know he's every time he shares something from his heart, it challenges me. And I'm always grateful that I was able to hear it. So Rick Lane is also the longest serving youth pastor, although he's associate pastor at First Methodist Church in Opelika. I got to get that right. Mm-hmm. And dear brother, guy that's carried me through a lot of storms, a lot of good times. We've seen a lot together. Our kids have grown up together. Now our grandkids are growing up together. So that's a fun journey in life to just watch. So all that's to say, I put him up in front of us. He doesn't run a business, although I'm sure he could. But just a guy that I trust implicitly to speak some truth from the heart of God. So, Rick, take us this morning.
Okay. And I got to, Kevin, you might want to chime in. I don't have a clock right here with me or a watch. It's on my phone and I don't have it. But I've got to get started. I am going to just talk to you guys from my heart. I've been on the call now with y'all for, you know, a long time, ever since Kevin's been doing it. And I hear and I listen to y'all encourage each other in the Lord, you know, in your individual lives and also in your corporations and your workplace. But so here's what I have for you this morning. I just want to, something that's been on my heart for a couple of years and the Lord is still working through me. And I hope that you can use this for your individual spiritual lives and also for your workplace, your marketplace. About 2 years ago in July of 21, we got a new pastor at our church, Nolan Donald, a young kid. He's about 48 years old. And he came to the church and just young, and you could just tell he loved the Lord. And I can't stay on this too long because I got a lot to say. Kevin, you're going to like this. This is going to take me probably two or three calls to do this whole thing. Okay. So, hey, anyway, when Nolan would pray, at the end of his prayer, every time he would say, "Come, Holy Spirit." And I'd never heard anybody pray like that or really, did not understand why he was praying, "Come, Holy Spirit." And he would pray that every single time, "Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit." So it was about a month after he got here. You know, I've been in staff meetings for over four decades in the church. And this is the first pastor, when he came, he started doing devotionals with our staff, our entire staff, 10 or 12 of us. And he said, and he said it yesterday or this past Tuesday, he said it again, that the devotion and the time together in the word that we have is the most important part of our staff meeting. And the second secondly would be the business of the church. And we've had that mindset for 2 years now. But in August of 21, he started doing a Bible study with our staff. And we did it on Ezekiel chapter 37. And this is probably going to take up the rest of my morning. And then I'll just talk about it shortly. But I'm going to read Ezekiel 37. And I'm going to take y'all on a Holy Spirit journey with me this morning and perhaps for another call. But the question is, how close are you to the Holy Spirit? And do you know the Holy Spirit? Have you ever spoken to the Holy Spirit? Do you ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life every day of your life? Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? And so I did not. 62 years of age, and I told the staff one morning that I spoke to God, I talked to God, I prayed to God, I spoke to Jesus, I prayed to Jesus, I communicated with Jesus, but for all of my life, I rarely mentioned or spoke of the Holy Spirit. I knew that God's Holy Spirit was in me, you know, when I was saved as a young teenager, and I've always known about the Holy Spirit, but have never had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. So, wow, here I go. I'm going to read this scripture, and then I'm going to wrap it up and we're going to go. This is really important for me to read this scripture because this set the whole Holy Spirit journey for me in motion. Here we go. Just listen to these beautiful words. In Ezekiel 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out of the spirit of the Lord. He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass among them around about. And behold, there were very many on the surface and the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you knowest. Again, he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life, and I will put sinews on you and make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, on, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and beneath and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole because of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of the grave, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am Lord, when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will put my spirit within you and you will come to life. I'm going to stop with that reading the scripture. Hey, y'all, it took us 3 months, 3 months to go through this Bible study, 14 verses for an hour to an hour and a half. Every morning we would dive into this scripture. And for the first time in my life, in my Christian life, I started learning about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit could be inside of me. God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. May we find you, Holy Spirit. May we ask you to come into our lives. Help us, Holy Spirit. Give us power in our individual lives and in our corporate lives and in our workplace. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Kevin.